Audio courtesy of the UH Browns Radio Network. Is now the time for anger? Is now the time for anger?
Why not?
Is now the time for me to get vitriolic, get angry, get nasty about it? Is now that time?
Well, you did that after the Dallas game.
I did do that after the Dallas game. And it's like, well, it's early in the season. But, yeah, I'm going to get myself worked up into a lather here. I already know it. So, I mean, what the hell, right? I think that this is as bad as I've felt about a Browns team in a while. This is who they are. This is who they are. They are not very good. They do have some talent on the defensive side. They don't get a chance to show it. Offensively, they are way off schedule. And you can call in and you can blame whoever you want. I don't even have an argument. The worst thing about it is that I can't tell somebody if they call in, they say, Watson needs to be benched. I can't say you're misguided. Kevin Stefanski needs to be fired. I can't say you're misguided. Jim Schwartz needs to be fired. No, I can't correct you basically on anything. At least not right now, because I'm in such hysterical anger driving in this morning that I just don't think I'm going to bother. I don't think I'm going to bother doing it. Because yesterday was, it's one thing to lose to the Cowboys, get blown out. It's opening week. You can lick your wounds and move on. This is the Giants. The Giants are not good. They're not going to be good. They're not going to be good for a while. They have Malik Nabers. He's a really good wide receiver, as we can tell. And we talk big body stuff about covering him one-on-one, whether or not to bracket him, or whether or not that would even be an insult to our secondary to bracket Malik Nabers. And then the offensive line goes down. You have guys here who I don't think are going to play again for the rest of the season. So now I got to make some sort of decision there. And my defense, it's put in a bad spot. And then again, we just decide that our egos are too big that we can't bracket anybody, or we're just going to go dance while we have roughing the passer penalties going on.
But you said this is who they are.
This is who they are. That's why I don't start screaming and yelling yet.
Yeah, clarify. Do you mean at this stage of the season
no,
that's who they are?
This is who they are. I think
we got 14 more weeks.
We got 14 more weeks of them, buddy.
Holy cow.
I think this is who they are.
So no one's coming to save them. Nick Chubb's not coming to save them. David Njoku's not coming to save them.
With what offensive line? Even he needs an offensive line.
Jameis Winston's
not opening up that door yet. No. I'm not opening up that door yet. The fans in the stands wanted to. Don't think I didn't hear that chant, because it. Basically, you'd have to be deaf or dead. I think even the dead, probably over there at the Erie Cemetery, heard that chant last night or yesterday afternoon. Oh, yeah. No, I'm not willing to walk through that door yet. I'm sure plenty of people will today. It's just who they are. And because of who they are, they will walk through that door. That will happen this year. No doubt in my mind. Eventually, we will get to a point where you can't look some of the veterans in the eye and say that he's going to play.
Well, can he even make it through the season?
Who, him?
Deshaun.
Oh, I don't know. I mean, who the hell knows?
What, did nine different guys get attributed with at least a partial sack yesterday? So everybody on the defense?
Yeah. I got Joel Petonia, who I'm worried that this will probably be his last year, having to shuffle over to left tackle. Jed Wills is just, that is bad. That's gone. That whole situation is done. You have a player that, now I'm worried about the rest of his future, honestly, in the NFL. I'm sure he'll have an MRI today, and we'll figure it out. But, I mean, at this point, you can't really get him going. Jack Conklin got a hamstring injury out of nowhere. I think, basically, that his career, you would say, is over in a lot of ways. I mean, I'm sorry. I'm trying to be responsible. I'm trying to be respectful to all parties involved. I'm trying not to even get that mad. I know what's coming. I know what's coming, and I pray to God that I'm going to be wrong. I'm telling you right now, I see this, and this is what this team is. They'll win a few games. I don't think that they're going to be like 3-15 or 14 or whatever. I don't think that. I think they're going to have some good Sundays here and there, and I'll trick myself into believing that there's a light at the end of the tunnel. But I really don't think there is. I really don't. I think that they're a 7, maybe 8-win football team. I don't know necessarily when those wins are going to come, because you just lost to the New York Giants, so anything is up for grabs at that point. So there's no marked wins anymore on any schedule, because the Giants suck and you lost to them, and they beat you up, and they got after you defensively. They blitzed how many times? Like 57 times?
Every down.
That defense blitzed?
Except for third downs.
57 times?
They blitzed every first and second down. Every time.
57
And never did
times.
On third. And we
or 57%,
I should
say.
And we never made an adjustment.
Yeah, 57%.
There was never an audible. Like, I never saw Deshaun Watson very calmly tell everybody, no, I can read the defense here. Well, let's do something else. And it never came in from the sideline. There was no adjustment from the coaching staff.
They don't have an identity. The identity is that this is a football team where there are several players that we like, but it is a professional football team, and they kick off on Sundays at 1 or 4:25, and then eventually they'll put the equipment away for the season, and that'll be the end of it. That's what their identity is. I'm sorry, guys. How long did they dance in the end zone? Thing looked like you might as well have had Michael Flatley out there with them. Holy God. That was like 20 seconds of dancing, you said.
I didn't know if you wanted to save that for its own segment.
I'll do the whole thing. I'll do it again later, too.
That is as mad as I've seen fans after what should have been an amazing play and a 14-0 insurmountable lead, right?
Yeah.
That's what it should have been at that point. The game should have been over. Where I was, we had a 40th surprise birthday party, and the surprise were the people coming out of the bathroom going, wait, what happened to the touchdown?
Nope, it's gone.
They took it off. Well, wait, we're still dancing. Why do I see our guys dancing, but we don't have points on the board? Well, we really like to dance.
We're a dancing team.
Listen, if you want to talk about attention to detail and execution, they pulled off that dance. I mean, that was a full week.
You got it. I tell you what, man, that's right.
They did the walkthrough on Friday, the dance through.
Man, if we could do our plays as well as that, hell, we'd be unbeatable.
My question is
unbeatable.
The crowd that was sitting there in the front row,
unbelievable.
They can see there's a penalty. Do they go, guys, wave their hands up in the air, go, no, it's not going to count. Well, we still got the dance. Well, we're going to be entertained. We did pay for our tickets.
Exactly. Once you start the dance, you just can't stop the dance in the middle of the dance.
It would look silly if there was a record scratch and then the dance just stopped.
They didn't just stop flash dance out of nowhere. Like that just, she was a maniac the entire way through. That's what they are. They're maniacs. That's what it is. I did the whole thing. Because you might as well laugh at something. At least you brought up something that was funny. It's like they're down there dancing like, hey, flag down here, guys. Come on back.
Well, it was amazing.
Come on back.
You would think they would choreograph a dance to where at least one.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
Of the individuals dancing as part of the ensemble can see the field to know if there's a flag.
Because
some of these plays do get wiped out once in a while. But instead, they're all looking the other way. Can somebody look up at the scoreboard?
Nope. Don't have to do
anything. It's the whole defense. So somebody from the secondary should have ran past the flag, right? As they went to the end zone.
Yeah, you would think.
Maybe somebody decided to go down there and tell them that there was a flag, and they said, well, we're just having too much
fun.
We're
already in it.
I got to get in on the dance. I'm feeling it. Here we go. You got dancing. You let it out, my friends. I got one thing to laugh at. That's it.
It was a good dance.
It was a good dance.
Listen, you can't take that away from him.
It
you
was
take a
bad
lot of
game.
Other things away from him.
You can take the touchdown away from
they
him.
They took the touchdown
they
away
the
from him.
They took the touchdown away. But I cannot. Hopefully, we'll find things to have fun with over the next 14 weeks. Because we found their identity yesterday. They're just not that great. They're not that great. And it's because of the situation that they're in with their quarterback. You're going to want to talk about dancing because it's going to be not great is going to get far worse. Not great is going to turn into something that I really don't even want to discuss on the air because I don't want to be fatalistic. I don't want to be fatalistic about it. I mean, you can't move on from the quarterback. I don't want to move on from the quarterback right now. I don't. I I want to see this thing through as bad as it may get. He wasn't good yesterday either. 57% of dropbacks he was blitzed on, or 57% of total plays. I don't know that number. He wasn't that great. I don't think he's going to be much better. I think this is what he is.
You know what's weird?
And if he has a bad offensive line. He had a bad offensive line back in 2020 that you guys keep waiting for this season to come back to him, and he was still able to make those plays. He ain't that guy anymore, guys.
Yeah, that's, I got to say,
that guy.
That's what I thought. Hey, they were trailing. I mean, let's face it. That's, as you look at the final score of that game, and you had two drives. You had chances in the fourth quarter, and you couldn't do anything. You had a drop. You had bad throws. And, of course, the pocket breaks down. I kind of felt that was a one-sided game. I kind of felt like the Giants dominated us. But getting back to Deshaun.
And because they're not a good team, again, you lost to a not good team. But, you know, you're not very good yourself. So I really can't make an argument. Because they're a not good football team, they gave you an opportunity to get back in the game and win the game. That's what not good teams do. Like, you had that chance. You did have a chance. It was 22-15. You had a chance to go down and score. And they didn't do it. Because anytime he throws to anybody not Malik Nabers, he really can't complete a football. Or he can't complete a pass with the football. But what I'm talking about with Deshaun Watson, like you mentioned, this is why I bring up the offensive line stuff. The offensive line was not good in Houston. He still made best of it what he could. Defense sucked. Team around him, for the most part, with the exception of a couple of weapons, sucked. He still made the most of it. He would still make the most of it now if he were still that quarterback. He's not. He's not that quarterback anymore. So we could sit there and talk about offensive line and tatters, and it's a valid thing. But that isn't the case. And you know why I knew that? How about the overthrows that he had in the third, fourth quarter? Yeah. How about those where he was seeing ghosts, where guys were open and he couldn't find guys who were wide open there? You know why? Because he's nervous. Because he ain't the same guy that he was in 2020.
He's not seeing the field. He's not
exactly.
He's not looking defenders off and doing the savvy vet stuff that vets do in this
league.
The
only thing I'll get mad about today, with a caller, it's a four-hour show. There's people who are going to call in later, ain't listening right now. The only thing I'm going to get probably upset about later is if somebody just doesn't see reality. It's not happening again. And if you continue to believe that from 2020 is going to come back, you're foolish. You are a fool. You do not live in reality. It's not going to happen. So they have to manage him. And the only thing I will say is I don't know if Kevin Stefanski is the right guy for the future. Doesn't seem like he's the right guy for some people for right now. I don't know if he's the biggest problem for it. You know I like Kevin. You know I think he's pretty good. The only thing I will say on his defense, there's two things. We know, and this isn't even a defense, this is a backhanded statement, is he is not the type of leader that you need emotionally. He's not that guy, never was, never will be. So he's not Parcells. He's not Tomlin to that degree. He's not fiery. He's not going to do that. The second, but we already knew that. So you need leadership from within, which you're really not getting. The second thing.
Your quarterback isn't that either.
Yeah. And that's part of it too. And the second thing is I don't know, guys, he must be the only football coach in the history of the sport that needs a bad quarterback to somehow play well, to somehow have a good offense. He's the only guy who does not, he can't, not just that he doesn't need talent at the quarterback position. Somehow to some people, he's just the only guy who can't work with talent on the offensive side. Can't do it. It's just the damnedest thing.
I think
all these coaches who have coached in football, especially the NFL, over 100-plus years of football, somehow they all needed good quarterbacks except for him. He doesn't need it. In fact, it works against him. It's amazing to me.
The crazy thing is that Deshaun probably had like seven dimes yesterday. And then when he actually does make a good throw, I'm not talking about the Amari Cooper ones, when he does make a good throw, gets dropped, like the fourth down.
It's like there are guys who, like people, okay, Nolan Ryan goes out there. It's the best case I can go. He throws a first pitch, like a ceremonial first pitch, and what, he hit like 76 on the gun or something like that? You'd be like, wow, Nolan Ryan in his late 70s or however old he is, hitting 70s on the gun. Yeah, he's Nolan Ryan. There's still something in there. You don't just lose it. It's that you can't do it over and over and over and over again anymore. Well, there's still something in there. He can still have good passes every now and then. But it's,
The
old guy ain't coming back.
You said then needing to manage him.
I'm not even entertaining that discussion.
Then that's a Russell Wilson situation from last year in Denver.
Yeah, and you can't manage
him. And they won some games with him.
And you can't manage him because you have an offensive line right now that, what, four guys are getting MRIs? Wyatt Teller, how many? I lost count. Three after this game. Three guys. Don't want any more than we need.
James Hudson, Wyatt Teller, Jedrick Wills.
Okay.
You're thinking of Miles would be the
yeah.
fourth.
Miles would yeah, be your fourth.
I just yeah. kind of maybe
it's been the fatal four-way.
It's maybe Miles, three, get one.
yeah, maybe you know what? Nick Harris should just go in there for the hell of it. Get yeah. an MRI. Just to, you know what I mean? A go through the process. MRI. Yeah. Let's see where it is. That's where we're at right now, guys. So I'm sure I'll get mad, and I'm sure I'll get loud and red-faced at some point, but I can't. I think that this is who they are, and to have a decent enough season, they have a lot of work to do. There's a lot of big-picture things.
They are favored by one next week in what should amount to a home game on the road.
So that's an even one. That's an even line. Okay. There you go.